Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in New Delhi. Supreme Court asks CBI to file fresh status report in Kolkata rape and murder case. Next hearing on 17th of September. Army foils infiltration bid in Rajouri, killing two terrorists. Search operation Kanchi underway. GST Council meeting underway in New Delhi under chairmanship of Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Centre asks states and union territories for screening and testing of all suspect cases of Mpox. IMD issues red alert for rains in Odisha due to deep depression developing in Bay of Bengal. And Yannick Sinner clinches US Open men's singles title, beating local Taylor Fritz. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding delegation-level talks with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi. Both the leaders will discuss a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation between India and the UAE. The Crown Prince arrived last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. He will also visit Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. He is also scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu. Tomorrow, the Crown Prince will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. India and the UAE share historically close and friendly ties. In recent years, the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE has deepened in a wide range of areas, including political, trade, investment and energy. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh today. The inaugural meeting will focus on enhancing cooperation across various sectors, including trade, investment and energy. With the Gulf Cooperation Council region housing nearly 8.9 million Indian expatriates and serving as a major trading partner, this diplomatic engagement holds much importance for India's foreign policy. Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to hold bilateral talks with his counterparts from Gulf Cooperation Council member countries. Back home, the Supreme Court today directed the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to submit a fresh report by 17th of September on the probe in the rape and murder case of a postgraduate medic at Kolkata's R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. A bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur perused the report filed in a sealed cover by Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the CBI. The bench, also comprising Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, posted the matter for further consideration on the 17th of September. The Apex Court also directed a senior officer of the West Bengal government's Home Department and a senior CISF officer to ensure all three companies of the CISF, which are deputed for security at the R.G. Carr Hospital, are given accommodation. It also directed that all requisition security gadgets needed by the CISF should be handed over to it today. The CBI said it will get a separate forensic study done by the AIIMS and other central labs. Solicitor General Tushar Mehta appeared for the central agency, whereas senior advocate Kapil Sibal represented the West Bengal government. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists have been killed during an operation by army against an infiltration bid along the line of control, or LOC, in Rajouri district today. The gunfight broke out late last night in the Lam sector of Nowshera when army troops guarding the LOC picked up terrorist movement trying to infiltrate and challenged them. Massive search operation is underway as it is suspected that at least two more terrorists were hit in the crossfire. The area has been illuminated and kept under strict surveillance. The army has recovered large quantity of weapons as search operation Kanchi continues. The 54th GST Council meeting is underway in New Delhi under the chairmanship of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, and Finance Ministers of States are present in the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council had recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The Council had also recommended that services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man, like platform tickets, retiring and waiting rooms and battery-operated car services, will not attract any GST. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. The Indian Army and the Indian Air Force today signed a Memorandum of Understanding or MOU with Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya to enhance the skills and capability building of personnel in logistics operations. On this occasion, the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said it is a monumental partnership to build a world-class and future-proof logistics system and achieve self-reliance in defence sector.
आत्मनिर्भर भारत की बात करते हैं तो इस आत्मनिर्भरता से हमारा आशय यह होता है कि हमारी सेनाओं की जो जरूरतें हैं उनकी पूर्ति हमारे खुद के साधनों से हो। जैसे यदि हम लॉजिस्टिक्स के लिए एक्सपर्टीज की जरूरत है तो उसकी ट्रेनिंग हमें हमारे अपने गति शक्ति विश्वविद्यालय से ही मिले। यदि हमें इक्विपमेंट चाहिए तो वह भी हमें भारत की इंडस्ट्री द्वारा ही निर्मित किए हुए मिले। हमारा स्पष्ट मानना है कि एक सशक्त भारत की नींव आत्मनिर्भर होकर ही रखी जा सकती है।
Speaking on the occasion, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said Vishwavidyalaya will serve as a vital partner in empowering the armed forces with cutting-edge logistics education, research and innovation.
This is basically our Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji's vision, where when he was Chief Minister in Gujarat, he had set up the Petro University, he had set up the Forensic University, he had set up many domain-specific universities. Same concept we are now trying to do in logistics sector. This will cover aeronautics, this will cover railway, this will cover warehousing, ground logistics and marine sectors to begin with, and then we will focus on getting into the deeper things like submarines and other. This is a journey where we really congratulate the Defence Forces for your cooperation.
The Centre has asked the states and the Union Territories for the screening and testing of all suspect cases of Mpox. Union Health Secretary Apoorv Chandra issued an advisory to the states in view of the WHO's declaration of public health emergency of international concern related to Mpox. In its advisory, the ministry has stressed to create awareness about Mpox and timely reporting and adopting preventive measures to stop undue panic among the masses. The ministry also advised for a review of public health preparedness, particularly at health facility level in the states and districts by the senior officials. Union Health Secretary Apoorv Chandra today released the annual publication Health Dynamics of India, Infrastructure and Human Resources 2022-23 in New Delhi. The publication offers comprehensive data on health infrastructure and human resources as of March 31st of each year. This data is important for stakeholders in the health sector as it supports effective planning, monitoring and management of health infrastructure across the country. On the occasion, Mr. Chandra stated that the annual publication is a valuable document furnishing the much-needed information on manpower and infrastructure within the National Health Mission. He said the data is immensely helpful in understanding the requirements of the states, their priority areas, and formulating policies and targeted campaigns. The BJP has criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks made during his visit to the US. Talking to media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Shehzad Poonawalla said that the Congress, who had imposed an emergency and changed the preamble of the Constitution, is now talking about the Constitution. Mr. Poonawalla said that the National Conference, which is an ally of Congress, has promised to bring back Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir. He questioned Mr. Rahul Gandhi to clear his stand whether he is with Article 370 or with Dr. B.R. Ambedkar's constitution in Jammu and Kashmir. In his remarks, Mr. Gandhi accused the BJP of undermining the constitution. He also criticized the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh. The Congress leader said love, respect and humility are missing in the Indian politics. The joint military exercise of the Indian and American armies began today at Mahajan Field Firing Range in Bikaner, Rajasthan. The military exercise began with a parade ceremony this morning. About 1,200 soldiers of the Southwestern Command of the Indian Army and the U.S. military are participating in this military exercise. For next 15 days, soldiers of both the countries will practice several war strategies. More from our correspondent.
For the first time in the military exercise, America's high mobility artillery rocket system is being demonstrated. Its range is 310 kilometers. The aim of military exercise is to increase the internal capacity of both the armies and strengthen the possibilities of working together when needed. During the joint exercise, the soldiers of both the countries envisage many types of military strategies and practice them jointly. This military exercise is considered to be important in view of the growing bilateral defense relations between India and US. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
In Sri Lanka, the National Election Commission summoned all the candidates contesting the presidential election in the island nation and their representatives for a discussion today. The meeting focused on the activities related to the upcoming presidential election. The 2024 presidential election is scheduled to be held on the 21st of September. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a red alert for several districts in Odisha, warning of extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall. The weather system lying in Bay of Bengal is expected to intensify into a deep depression while moving towards North Odisha and West Bengal coasts, leading to increased rainfall and potential flooding. Coastal districts of Odisha, including Puri, Ganjam and Khorda, are very likely to receive heavy rainfall and storm surges. Local authorities have activated emergency response plans and are monitoring the situation closely. Residents are urged to follow safety guidelines, avoid low-lying areas, and stay updated on the latest weather forecasts. The IMD, or India Meteorological Department, has also forecast extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam today and heavy rainfall in Telangana, South Interior Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe till tomorrow. The Weather Department has also predicted very heavy rainfall over East Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow. Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura will also witness rains during next 3 days. On to sports. In the U.S. Open tennis, Jannik Sinner clinched his second Grand Slam victory of the year by defeating Taylor Fritz 6-3, 6-4, 7-5 in the men's singles final last night. The world number one created history by becoming the first Italian man to win the U.S. Open title. He had previously triumphed at the Australian Open earlier this year. The victory marked Sinner's 55th match win and the sixth title of the season, further solidifying his position at the top of the rankings. In Kerala, two indigenously designed and constructed anti-submarine warfare shallow watercrafts built for the Indian Navy were launched at the Cochin shipyard this morning. This is the fourth and fifth anti-submarine warfare shallow watercrafts being built for the Navy. They will be christened INS Malpe and INS Mulki once commissioned into the Indian Navy. The vessels are capable of conducting anti-submarine operations in coastal waters, low-intensity maritime and mine-laying operations, besides subsurface surveillance and search and rescue operations. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on government's initiatives to foster the usage of solar energy. We will be joined in our studio by Dr. Arun Kumar Tripathi, Advisor, Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, and Professor Mohammad Rehan, Director General, National Institute of Solar Energy. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-234-21050. From 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in New Delhi. Supreme Court asks CBI to file fresh status report in Kolkata rape and murder case. Next hearing on 17th of September. Army foils infiltration bid in Rajouri, killing two terrorists. Search operation Kachi underway. GST Council meeting underway in New Delhi under chairmanship of Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Center asks states and union territories for screening and testing of all suspect cases of mpox. And IMD issues red alert for rains in Odisha due to deep depression developing in Bay of Bengal. And with that, we end the midday news.